I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. And congratulations are in order. Third Degree Glass Factory is celebrating its 10th year with a birthday blowout bash this evening. Third Degree is St. Louis's only public access glass art education center, and we welcome now co-founders Doug Auer and Jim McKelvey. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for having us, Steve.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And
thank
I have you. I have some experience. I really enjoy Third Degree. I've been there several times. I've created glass art myself. I made a ladybug sun catcher. Then I joined my sunroom. I made a paperweight one time. And I bought a glass candy bowl.
Okay.
Made of sort of folded piece of glass, twisted. Anyway, it's incredible stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, obviously we think so too. That's why we started it. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating material.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in operation for 10 years. What gave you the idea to do it? There was nothing like that around at the time, was there?
No, Doug and I met when I was doing a guest lecture at Washington U. Doug was the instructor at Washington U's glass program then. And we had lunch afterwards and talked about the fact that we both wanted to have a studio in St. Louis and a place for us to work. And I sort of said to Doug, well, gee, you know, I'd love to build it, but I don't have any time. And Doug looked at me and he's like, yeah, I don't have any money. And I looked at Doug and I was like, you know, Doug, I got some money. And Doug turned to me and he's like, Jim, I've got a lot of time. So we literally jumped in my car and drove down Del Mar until we saw this building. It was abandoned basically.
Yeah, let me stop you, Doug. I want to ask you about that. Is that the Bolivar neighborhood still? Is that what you call it?
We're technically in the Central West End.
Central West End.
Yeah, a little further east. Yeah.
I just want to invite our listeners. I was talking about the fun I've had down there. If you've taken a class down there or if you have a question maybe about glass blowing or anything, please feel free to join us with a question or a comment. 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. We're talking with the co-founders of the Third Degree Glass Factory, which are celebrating a decade in business. So, yeah, let's go back to the neighborhood thing. Over 10 years ago, you were looking for a site, and this was like an old 1930s abandoned service station, right?
That's correct. It's actually a service station that then turned into part of a car dealership. Tom's Pontiac is what we're told.
5200 and, Del Mar.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we've literally spent the last 10 years continually rehabbing the building. The majority of the work was, you know, pretty much wrapped up a few years back, but every day something's different. Every time someone comes in, they say, oh, it seems different in here. Is it bigger?
You know, it is big. And when you say service station, people might picture the little corner thing on, you know, that you see in a corner, but it's much bigger than that.
It's 15,000 square feet and it's massive. And Doug and I, when we first got the building, didn't realize how large it was. We only went into the first room and we thought, oh, this is enough. And we realized we'd bought this giant cavern. We never really knew what we'd do with it. But now Third Degree is not just a glassblowing studio, but it's a great event space. We have people getting married there. I had my wedding reception there.
But describe it. It's almost like a warehouse. I mean, it's parts of it have really huge ceilings.
Yeah, yeah. It's a classic old St. Louis building. It's got something very interesting going on in the glass studio, which you can see from one of the main galleries. But then we've got all this other space that we fill with art or whatever's appropriate. So tonight, for the 10-year anniversary, we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We're going to have fire spinners. We're going to have a band. We're going to have the Cardinals game playing in every room. And we're going to have
– Don't forget the Lobster Mac.
Yeah.
That's right.
That jumped out of me right away.
Yep. Yep. We've got food, full bar, and then glass activities all over the place and a bunch of stuff that we're going to set on fire.
I want to hear more about that in a moment. 382-8255, 382-TALK is the number, and we're going to take a call in just a moment. But, okay, you begin, though. It's at 6 p.m. tonight. Everything begins, and you're going to have demonstrations and activities, as you said, right? But what's this pumpkin death match? That sounds frightening.
Oh, so the pumpkin death match was something we've been doing. It's become a tradition. We have two teams of glass artists that have 20 minutes to make a pumpkin. And they make them simultaneously, so one on one side of the studio, one on the other side. And they do this in front of a live audience. And the audience votes at the end on which pumpkin will be saved and which pumpkin will be killed. And the demise of the condemned pumpkin is pretty spectacular. The first year we plunged it into a vat of water and the pumpkin exploded. Shattering
More violently than we had expected.
Yes, it was good theater and very cleansing for the first two rows. The second year we beefed up security, did it again, but the pumpkin didn't explode. So this year we are pouring some sort of gasoline into the tank and having the pumpkin explode. And this
we're
is
professionals.
Always, yes. this is always great.
Explosive danger and violence. That's not inappropriate for Halloween season.
No.
The kids love it. You know, boom. You know?
Not just the kids.
If you're going to have a pumpkin death match, you've got to kill the pumpkin.
Let's take a call. We have David who'd like to talk to you. He's calling from Montgomery City. Hi, David. You're on Cityscape with Jim and Doug. Go ahead. All right. We have a technical problem evidently. Maybe the whole violence thing scared him off. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, we do provide safety glasses for the people who participate.
I think David is with us after all. Hi, David. Go ahead.
I am indeed, yeah. Just after I called, you guys started talking about the pumpkin, and I was there last year for that. It's probably the highlight of the year, I think. But I called to commend the folks you have there for having the St. Louis fire technicians as part of what they do. Obviously, a perfect fit for the place, and I always enjoy the fire checks, so wanted to pass that on. Thanks. And I'm guessing they're going to be part of this evening's get-together. Would that be correct?
Absolutely, yeah. The fire technicians will be doing a very special performance, a choreographed fire spinning and fire dancing version of Michael Jackson's Thriller album. It's quite spectacular.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'll do my best to be back that way. Thank you.
David, Montgomery City, is that Warren County? Did we lose him? Okay, I think it's out that way. At any rate, we're talking about the Third Degree Glass Factory's 10th birthday blowout bash, which is this evening. You know, you were joking, talking about the dangers. My first experience with being around the glass process, blowing glass and all the things you do out there, was at Third Degree Glass Factory, and I was a little scared. I mean, you grow up,
sure.
Your mom tells you, be careful with glass.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but it's not as scary as it appears.
Well, in 10 years, we've had only two injuries that required a trip to the hospital, and that was one guy dropped a toilet on his foot while we were rehabbing, and another guy grabbed something that was very hot, and we took him to the burn unit. But his hand healed. I mean, it was not that bad. So two injuries in 10 years, I mean, that's
thousands of people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've taught
thousands
of people how to blow glass. You know, it's scary because it is hot and it can hurt you, but there are techniques that protect you, and we have all the safety equipment. And, you know, it's sort of the ultimate. Like, you want to do something that's scary a little bit, but not really dangerous. It's sort of like a good roller coaster. You know, it's supposed to scare you a bit.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm glad you brought up toilets. Because
we always do.
because I just had a flashback. You have the coolest bathrooms there. I guess it's the sinks?
Yes.
You must have made the sinks.
We made the sinks, and then we made the glass faucets to go on them. So we now have a sort of a sideline. We make the world's most expensive glass bathroom faucets.
Now, I know people must, after being in your bathroom, there have to be people that have wanted those for home.
They do, and we sell them at an outrageous amount of money. Most of them we sell, however.
That's also scary.
Yeah. most of our exports these days go to the Middle East.
Are you kidding?
No. Dubai. They buy more than the U.S.
You're joking.
No.
In terms of glass faucets.
I was in Dubai last year just selling glass faucets, and believe it or not, they love them over there.
Wow. Yeah. We have another call. I don't even know if you're putting me on.
No. It's true. I'll show you my passport stamp.
Okay. We have a call from the Central West in Dick's on Cityscape. Go ahead, Dick.
Good morning. One, I wanted to wish the team at Third Degree happy 10th birthday. And it's great to see the continuing vitality there with all that's happening on the north side of the Central West End with the Third Degree and with Cafe Osage and the wine press and so on. But I also wanted to commend Jim McKelvey for all that he is doing to stimulate entrepreneurial development and the flourishing of entrepreneurship in St. Louis.
Thanks for your call, Dick. Dick brings up a good point. And
thank you.
Sort of the neighborhood coming back. Correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't you sort of the first guys that did something in that particular area? So you're sort of the anchor there.
Yeah, that's kind of how we see ourselves. It's definitely a frontier there.
Yeah, I mean, that was partially motivated by poverty at the beginning. You know, we didn't have enough money to build what we wanted, so we got an old building and just, you know, did what we could. But these days, that whole neighborhood has come back, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's really just a vibrant, cool part of town.
And all because you had too much time and
A little too much money.
And not quite enough money.
A little too much money. And then we had, neither.
Right.
It's an interesting venue, and you made reference to it before. Just kind of tell people how it works. I mean, artists come in and work every day, right? So Joe or Sally on the street could just drop by and watch people making glass?
Yes. That's true.
So there are two levels at the studio. We have professional artists who work there every day and sell their work at the gallery. And that's really important because they sell their work and they can afford then to live. And we have a lot of people who used to be doing other jobs. One of our top people was a waitress, and she genuinely didn't like being a waitress, and eventually she could feed herself with her work, and that was really meaningful. But then we have this whole tier of people who are just sort of hobbyists, and I say just sort of. I'm kind of in that category these days because I don't do glass full-time anymore. But you can come in, make what you want, and we give you a venue to sell it. And the gallery at Third Degree is a very important part because it allows the artist to, to make a living.
We are talking to Doug Auer and Jim McKelvey. They're co-founders of Third Degree Glass Factory, and they're celebrating their 10th birthday blowout bash this evening. Anything people – it's open to the public. Anything people need to know about that ahead of time?
Well, first of all, it's free. We've never – and the other thing is that this is just another Third Friday. It's just bigger. We have the same thing every Third Friday of every month. So it's a big free party from 6 to 10. And so that hasn't changed. What's big about the 10-year is that we've got a bunch of surprises.
And we're talking about Third Degree Glass Factory's 10th birthday blowout bash, 6 to 10 tonight. 5200 Delmar is the address. For more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link for more information. This is St. Louis Public Radio. Another thing that you're doing that I heard about, I want you to explain it to me. What's this flaming 10?
Well, we wanted something that people would see driving by, and so we've got a massive 5-foot tall flaming 10. I mean, it is what it is.
Could you be more specific?
Well, it's
Steve,
metal 10 with fire coming off of it. So when you pull up to Third Degree today, you won't see 10 candles. You'll see, hey, 10 on fire. That's about as descriptive as I can get.
Yeah. It's a flaming 10.
We just like setting ourselves on fire, Steve.
Pretty much.
I see a pattern here.
Yeah.
It goes back to having too much time on your hands, doesn't it?
Yes, too much time and too much propane.
And you prepare some sort of video?
There's a couple of video presentations that'll be displayed. We're projecting on the exterior of the building and actually one of our neighbor's buildings. Again, this is just sort of it's just a little bit of added flair, ambiance. There'll be some glass video. We've got another artist that did some work with typewriters and glass, actually. So you'll be seeing some of that as you drive down Del Mar.
You know, I told you about the projects I'd made there, which I really enjoyed. And you have a nice little gift shop. I guess some of the artists sell some of the things they make. You can look at that. Also, one year for a Christmas present, I bought a good friend of mine a glass. Maybe spend just a second talking about the glass. But I bought that for a friend of mine as a Christmas present, and they went and spent a few hours down there and made some things too and really enjoyed it.
Well, that was our goal when we opened the place up. Our plan was to pay for the gas bill by teaching classes and with tuition. So we teach classes year-round to the general public. You don't have to have any experience or knowledge. Just come in and we'll get you started.
I did it, and I did not explode or catch on fire, so that's a good thing. You guys are a lot of fun, and it's always fun to go there. If people haven't been there, it's a destination spot. And tonight would be the perfect time to experience it. 6 to 10, open to the public, Third Degree Glass Factory, 5200 Del Mar. We want to thank co-founders Doug Auer and Jim McKelvey. Gentlemen, it's great to see you again. And, hey, happy birthday.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. The exhibition, Discover the Real George Washington, New Views from Mount Vernon, opens today and will continue through January 20th at the Missouri History Museum. Circus Flora presents a dinner theater production, A Celtic Night Circus, tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 4, in a tent on the northwest grounds of Chesterfield Mall. A. Dennis Sparger conducts the Box Society of St. Louis in a program titled A Respite in Troubled Times, Sunday night, 7 o'clock, at St. Francis Xavier College Church on Grand at Lindell. The St. Louis Low Brass Collective opens its season with a fall play-along reading session Monday night at 7 in the Umsel Music Building on Natural Bridge. And Dramatic License Productions presents Rod Hutchinson's comedy, Moonlight and Magnolias, opening Thursday night at 8 and continuing through November 11th at Dramatic License Theater at Chesterfield Mall. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk with playwright Janet Langhart Cohen about the Black Reps production of her play, Anne and Emmett. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk with Jason Plummer, the Republican candidate for the Illinois 12th District congressional seat, and with Congressman Todd Akin, the Republican candidate for the Missouri U.S. Senate seat. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Ariana Tobin. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Please join us again next week.